Yom Kippur in Montana. Here where the light crashes with breaking beauty on the yellowing leaves of the quaking aspens, the mountains still ache with summer. A golden hush holds in the blue steeps before onslaughts of winter. I am burned with the gold, am fled up the blue steeps into the very eye of the sun, am the sun itself in the blue steeps. Sawtooth mountains tilt below, Colorado goes under, Texas slips sideways into what gulf? Florida shimmers the keys to what kingdom? Disappear and the sea flows phosphorescent. Afric shores gleam, Marrakech, and everlasting sands, Khartoum and, oh, Egypt, the Negev, dwarf olive trees, and then Jerusalem, minarets and synagogues, bazaars, a wall, streets of sudden turning, cries, hubbub there, where I come into my own. But here in sentimental citizenry with everybody else, I am this American, polyglot, always home yearning for Israel, my Ired land, my old sod, my old country. But I cannot speak the Hebrew in the streets. My tongue cleaves or stutters, stranger in that homeland, soul slain upon those alien hills, yet heart speaking, lifted over voids. Soon every larch in these familiar mountains will flame like a sword, striking me blind with gold and splendor. The world is one home and one splendor, one long land beautiful to beholders, scarred and sacred in one light. Here the clock fork, geysers and pines, also a Jordan, another Zion, more milk and other honey, a Jew part-time and far gone, but whole once a year, and immoderate because of the light that even in unbelief gives courage, bestows countrymen, grants visions and wings.